Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you're talking about ordering your list, especially in the top couple rounds, you're taking the best player available. As you get later in the draft, do you maybe get off your list a little because you've drafted maybe some forwards, you want to take a D? Then that's something you look at. But I think we've got good prospects and depth across the organization, and our philosophy won't change. We'll take the best available player if we're making that pick at 9.
Kevin Adams there. He spoke this morning. We've been talking about some of what he said quite a lot today. 803-0550. It's probably too late for this. Maybe not. I mean, if they get good real soon, he'll be here this year, at least to start. So if they're good and all of it is kind of feels like it's over, then never mind. No GM needs CJ Craig more than Kevin Adams, I think. The West Wing press secretary. That's scripted. But, you know, a lot of this stuff can be scripted.
Sure.
There needs to be somebody. Maybe there is, right? I don't know. I want to say there needs to be somebody who's, like, intimate with him professionally day to day, right? He talked about PR putting stuff on his desk all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that on demand? Is that here's another rumor that's going to make you crazy?
That's a way for him to continue to impress upon you that he doesn't himself pay attention to any of what's being written or said.
Okay.
And maybe that's exactly right, or maybe it's just a deflection. But either way,
that's
yes,
right.
He did say that.
Guys love to do that.
Yes.
Those guys love to
do
that.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
We don't actually listen.
I don't know.
We just know everything.
I don't know what's going on out there. But let me tell you about this Frank Saravelli report.
Yeah. So somebody who can get through to him, buddy, don't worry about it, right? Don't worry about this Samuelson business. Nobody even cares or knows. Like, it's just not, it's not top of mind. It's not a thing that you need. It's not an axe you need to grind today. You got to show some humility here. And even that's not on fans. Like, he's not condescending so much to fans. But it's like, it's the media this time. Or, you know, the other stuff that's happened with the Palm Trees press conference and other things, you know, that kind of seem like excuses. He's got to be above all that. It just doesn't help him. He wants it to help him. Talking about, like, another one over the years. Hey, we couldn't get these trades done. We want to make trades, but we can't get them done. That doesn't sound like you want it to.
No.
That doesn't come across like you want it to, which is, I'm like you. I want to do this too, but I can't. Then somebody else should take a shot at it.
Right.
Like, that's just, it doesn't really suffice. It doesn't impress.
It sounds like you're disqualifying yourself from your own job.
It has at times. And the thing with Samuelson today, which wasn't even a question about him, and it's like right to, I feel sorry for our fans for how much misinformation they get. As if a sports team and a GM would never be responsible for spinning or even lying. I mean, sometimes with an injury or whatever, you're not. I don't expect the truth from Kevin Adams all the time. I expect it not to be the truth all the time. So that's rich too. Just I wish somebody could tell him
Yeah. I mean, you've said it a few times today. Like, first of all, you don't volunteer information about any player, positive or negative, at this time of the year. That's how he started. I mean, he 30 seconds before he volunteered this opinion about Samuelson and this erroneous report about him potentially being bought out, he's telling me, I don't want to say anything definitive about J.J. Paterka because it's not fair. Like, anything could – really, what he's telling you is anything could still happen. You know, I don't want to tell you I'd like to keep him because if I don't keep him, then you're going to yell at me and I'm going to look bad. But I also don't want to tell you I'm going to trade him because you're going to yell at me. So, you know, I'm going to try to say nothing. And then he takes a breath and then volunteers this information about Samuelson, which, again, Paul said it was on his list to ask. It doesn't mean for sure it was going to come up. But when it does, if it does, when prompted, when asked, hey, there was a report that you were considering a buyout for Matias Samuelson. You said this on Twitter, I think, right after it happened. We haven't been in the playoffs in 14 years. We consider everything. That's
simple.
It.
Simple.
That's it. That is it. I mean, I may not like that much sitting in this chair, but I accept it. It's the smart thing to say.
It also should be the case.
Yes, right.
Why? That's what was baffling to me and just upsetting was, why would he want us to think they wouldn't even have talked about it?
Like, is his spot on the team so secure that you would not have pondered whether you should just consider that?
Why wouldn't you literally talk about everything?
Right.
I mean, there couldn't be a Thompson or Dahlin offer that you would at least talk about. Like, what? That seems like a healthy organization and a serious one. Is they would have, especially when it's like this, which would be just money.
Right.
Easy for me to say, but really it's just money. Trading for guys that are retiring and putting them on your books for a better draft pick is just money. Like, it doesn't cost you anything more than that. So why do you want us to know that you didn't even talk about it? Like, why do you think that's good for you?
Right.
That to me is somebody, he's not a professional message sender, right? He's not from that world. Somebody in their car right now is like, is he from the GM world? I mean, he really wasn't from that world either, but he's now got 5 years at it. But he's not PR guy, right? And somebody should be there, in real operation, somebody would be there to, maybe it happens and he just can't help himself. But this is what we don't need. You know, the Sabres have such problems, seemingly constantly, but I think presently, especially, with their reputation and their image. Like, how serious are you? How professional is this all? I think that could come from fans. I think that could come from hockey players around the league, maybe from everybody, from all circles, to varying degrees. So don't make it worse. There's no reason to. Anyway.
Yeah, the best thing that could have happened, I think, for him and them today is for him to have come through that with out giving me or you or anyone out there anything else to light arrows on fire and shoot them at them with. That should be the objective often in a situation like this. It tells what you think of some of these prospects. You know, you're going to get direct questions about your coaching staff and about J.J. Paterka and maybe about Matias Samuelson, and you just deflect away. We've lived through a million of those, and just like, yeah, too bad we didn't really get anything juicy there today. That's where you want to end up, is not giving anybody anything juicy.
Today, really.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Should have only been about Peterka or Tuck, and he sounded positive on Tuck. So it really should only have been, I mean, what did he say about the ninth pick right there? I mean, I could have written it.
Right.
It's just what everybody says every time. Best player available, maybe we'll trade it. It's what everybody says every time, if you know what you're doing, which is like, it's not even useful. That's, Peterka is a subject by himself, and trading him versus not, I don't think we get really a whole show out of it, but, you know, or any Sabres player almost, but trading him versus not and reading Adam's comments and, you know, trying to interpret them, that really should have been all that today was. And, you know, he's maybe again in a jam when it comes to Peterka, which I think mm-hmm. could be right. Like that, if he doesn't want to be on the team, what are you going to do? You have only a couple of options, but they could pay him anyway or try to. They could wait him out. You want them to sort of just tell him, no, you work here.
Hold him hostage to yeah. an extent. I mean, I'm sorry to put it that way. That's sloppy, but.
Then you don't know what the yeah. owner wants, you know, if he's one of his faves or not. So I don't know. Like that really should have been it.
I think it's. It's been generally accepted within the fan base that Peterka is one of the owner's favorites, I think. I get that
sense. Well, he's one of mine.
Me too. I thought he'd be their best player by now. He's close.
He's close. Top five.
Easy. Yeah, he had 68 points last year.
I'd say fourth.
Thompson, Dahlin, Tower, Tuck?
Tuck, yeah. Four or five.
On the age curve, I think I would take Peterka over Tuck, but that's not, yes. it's not necessarily the you know the best way to do it. But yeah, I still think Owen Power's a very good option.
Me too. There. Me too. Okay. I've been sitting here for like half an hour, going, is there anything more I really want to say? It's just like kind of so redundant and depressing, and that's just not a good recipe.
No.
Repetitive and depressing is not exactly like, oh, what time are you on? Where can I get more? Do you have a podcast on this subject? Can I hear more, please? I mean, it feels good to sort of like rant it out once mm-hmm. and then, you know, all right, that was it. I said it all right there. I'm done. It's sort of like hard to sort of recapture that, I guess. Anyway, what am I saying? Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WG.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.